Mike Benard from OTM Sports has been joining us all week to talk about the bowl games coming up. And Saturday, Mike, it's Army and Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl. Army, they're 10-2 on an 8-game win streak. They pushed Oklahoma to the brink out in Norman earlier in the season. Houston, they're 8-4. This Cougar defense have a lot of injuries. Defensive tackle Ed Oliver, one of the top defensive linemen in America, he's opted to sit out the bowl game. Think he's missed 5 of the last 6 games. Houston, they're going to be starting a backup quarterback. They're going to be without key players on both sides of the ball. Things just don't look good for Houston right now. Again, De'Eric King, he was the quarterback for Houston, had almost 4,000 yards by himself, a little over right at 3 passing and about 7 or 8 rushing. But he tore up his knee in a win over Tulane. And at the time that he went down, the Cougars were the 4th highest scoring offense in the nation. And now they're going to have to turn to true freshman Clayton Toon, who came in and played in that Memphis game. But they haven't won yet with Clayton Toon starting at quarterback.
Yeah, Toon does have 7 touchdowns, and he's only thrown 2 picks. But he's not De'Eric King. And when we see Houston play great rushing teams and what they've done to that Cougar defense, it's not good. Navy ran for 344, and Memphis ran for 401 on Houston.
You mentioned those two teams, Navy and Memphis. They are 2 of the top 5 rushing teams in the nation, and Houston has played them. They're going to play Army. Of course, Army is a top 5 rushing team in the nation, and maybe that's a reason why Houston is 97th in rushing defense. But you got to give credit to head coach Jeff Monken, who's in his 5th year at Army. He's turned that program around at West Point. He's really changed the attitude. They had lost 14 straight to Navy from 2002 to 2015, but now they've won 3 straight times, and they've won 10 games each of the last 2 seasons. And so, again, Jeff Monken, great job up there. As a matter of fact, he's turned down overtures from some other programs, said, nah, I'm good right here at Army. This is where I need to be. Houston, you look at their wins, all 8 of them were by 2 touchdowns or more, but then all 4 losses were by 10 or more points. So it's either feast or famine with the Cougars. They're either going to win or lose by double digits.
Yeah, that's right. They haven't played in any close games, and we're going to find out how interested Houston is in the first half of this game. Look, if they don't want to be there, it could be a long day. When I take a look at numbers at this bowl game, Army took Oklahoma to overtime by dominating time of possession. They held the ball in that game for around 45 minutes. They kept the Sooners offense and Kyler Murray on the sideline. So Army leads the nation in time of possession. And based off of that and all the injuries and the motivation issues for Houston, I'll go with Army here.